So what is it going to take? What is it going to take for people to wake up? Wake up that your country is being sold out. What is it going to take? 4/28/2022. Just heard that Biden wants to give Ukraine $33 billion. More dollars besides all the billions that they've gotten already. $33 billion more dollars. There's that number that they love. They love that number, 33. When will America stand up for itself? When will the people say, okay, $33 billion, why aren't you building the fence with that down in the south so they're not coming in left and right by the millions now? More protection for the United States. Why are we worried about what's happening over there? That's Europe's problem, man. It's Europe's problem. Let them deal with it. Why is it that we're always on the front of all that? Do you know who runs all these politicians, who they are, who runs them, what they are, what they're all about? In Washington, D.C., I'm so disgusted. Call us United States of Israel, because that's what we are. We're not America anymore. We're not United States of America. We're United States of Israel. Israel. Do you know what Ukraine is? You know what it is? I'm just so disgusted. I don't know how people think that this is all just free money that's getting given out and it's not going to affect us. You know why you have inflation now? And you're going to have it even more so? It's because money keeps getting printed like it's free. $33 billion. And again, they've already given, I don't know, $3 billion since 2014. I don't know how many billions. In the teens, way over that. Billions. Not millions. Billions. Billions. When are people going to wake up? When are people going to wake up? Now, if you have somebody that votes for that, you better sure to hell vote them out of office. Because you know they're part of the club. And you know what? It's so amazing is that all this started three years ago with our last president, Trump, and talked about all the dirtiness going on in Ukraine and with the current administration and his son. Yet here they go on a big basis now. Forget Burisma. They're going big time now. Big time. How are you gonna keep control and of those kind of numbers where that money is going? You can't. You know how much thievery is gonna happen with that if that goes through? Where the money's just gonna go into the pockets of family members? Payoffs, these scum. If there was ever a time to go to the Capitol, it's now. And you tell them, no, we don't want to support Ukraine anymore, which is all a bunch of bullshit anyways. It's all a bunch of bullshit. It's all going to go into the hands of Putin. Everything that goes over there. I don't know, man. You got to wake up, people. If you don't wake up, if you don't say, hey, Let's take care of our own people first. Let's take care of our own people first. No more. No more. No more. Let them take care of themselves. They're more corrupt than any country in the world, probably, Ukraine. You know how corrupt they are? And then we're helping them instead of our own people. Living in tents, living in the streets. Go look at San Francisco, how beautiful that is. Go down to the border and watch people coming in left and right. They're just letting them in. Just letting them in. Do you not see the United States is getting defeated internally? Internally? I just read that the weapons are going to almost running out now. United States weapons. What's that going to do? Deplete us entirely? We won't have any weapons to defend ourselves. And that's the plan, friends. That's the plans. We're giving all our weapons away. All our weapons. All our oil. Mr. Biden, he's depleted all our oil reserves. Why is he doing that? Why is he doing that? Why is he not spending $33 billion? Why isn't he spending that on the people out west that need water for desalinization or who knows, pipelines that go from the Great Lakes out that way? Something. Something. Why not help the United States now? What's it going to take? What's it going to take, people? Can you not see what has happened since 2021? Started with the new false, fraudulent administration that's in Washington now. They're straight from hell. They're straight from hell. And what are you going to do about it? You're just going to let them keep stealing and stealing and stealing, robbing America blind. Never. Never would I have thought I would have seen this day where America is falling so fast. And all these politicians, you know why they're going to vote yes for more and more money for them? Because they're going to get their pockets filled too. Oh, they got promises. They got promises. You'll get your money back. Just vote yes. It's a simple vote. Just vote yes. You'll be set for life. Your family will be set for life. Anybody you know will be set for life. It's disgusting, people. You better wake up. You better wake up fast. You better wake up because America's going down. I'm telling you. I told you 2 years ago. I'm telling you now. America is going down. 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 There is more debt now in this country. Did you ever look up the debt? How much it's increased in this last year? You talk about total destruction of a country in a year. You're seeing it right before your own eyes. And if you don't stand up, guess what? This is going to be not just like in California. The whole country is going to be a third world country where nobody has food. Everybody's going to starve. That's their game plan. That's their game plan. Do you know that? That's their game plan, to starve everybody. Kill everybody, as many as they can. Oh, how many people got bit by that devil's concoction? Oh, millions, 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 millions. We're not even going to have a military to fight for us because they're all going to start dropping like flies. They're all going to start dropping like flies. Just like pilots nowadays. See, pilots, they're starting, the ones that they get the bite, they're starting to get sick and drop dead. There's a timeline on that thing. So you got maybe a year. You got maybe a year for things that are getting real bad with your health. If you got a strong will and a strong desire, you might live longer. You might live a year and a half, 2 years. But after that, forget it. It's not going to happen. I seen it. I seen it in my own eyes. I said 42 months is what the Lord told me. 3.5 years from the time of the first bite. So maybe you only had one bite instead of two, and then three and four. You know, they just had that Albright thing. I think that was yesterday. And I happened to catch that while I was out on the screens at the place where I was shopping. And, why are those scumbags wearing masks? Why, when they're supposedly triple vaxxed? Why are they wearing masks still? Those black satanic masks. I'd never seen a den of thieves. Den of serpents like I ever seen in my life like that yesterday when I saw in that funeral. Disgusting. And for the fact that they're even honoring a woman that killed millions of people. Innocent children. And was proud of it. Sickening. Sickening. It's the club. It's a satanic club. Satanic club. District of Columbia is the district of Satan. Look at it. Look at it. From up above, you'll see it's all devil-inspired buildings. The way it's designed, everything about it is satanic. All right. I just wake up, people. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. You're in a battle of your lives. You're in a battle of your lives, America. And if you don't stand up, you don't do anything. Get on your feet and call your congressmen, your senators. Tell them, hey, I don't want to be no more part of this helping Ukraine. No way. Quit trying to get us in a third world war. We don't want no part of it. Let them do what they're going to do. It's all meant to be anyway. Those scumbags, Ukrainians. Do you even know anything about it? Did you research it? How scummy they are? How they were killing Russian people left and right? Genociding them? It's disgusting. Why do you think that Russia went in there? To help its people. Among other things, there's a million things why they went in. We decided we're going to have all kinds of places where we're growing viruses to kill people in Ukraine. They don't want no part of that near them. Would you in your backyard? Would you want somebody in your backyard making viruses and diseases that'll kill people? I wouldn't want none of that. I wouldn't want none of that. Or somebody's building a bunch of, decided to put a tank in your backyard. Get armed to the teeth right next to you. I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want that. I'd blow the hell out of them. I'd kill them all. That's what Putin should be doing. I don't know what he's waiting for. Other than, I believe, it's because Zelensky hasn't been taken out yet, you have to wonder. See, that's the thing. If he gets taken out, then this isn't a collusion of both Ukraine and Russia, which I think it is. I think it's just a big show. Zelensky's an actor, isn't he? He's able to act. So if you see here's how you know that they're not in cahoots with each other. Find them in today's age of satellites and everything that you have. You can find anybody at any time now. So the first thing I would do if I was Putin is I'd find him and I'd send one of those supersonic missiles right into his ass. Take him out. Take him out. Take the head out. If he takes the head out, then everything else will fall into place. But that'll be the deciding thing with me in my mind. If he takes him out, then Putin truly is fighting the New World Order. Truly is. But if he doesn't, they're in cahoots together. And they're thinking to themselves, oh, what suckers. What suckers. Those Americans are. What suckers. What stupid suckers, idiots. They're giving us all this money. All this money. And they're disarming themselves and arming us even more. Well, that's it. I just get disgusted. I don't know what it's going to take for people to wake up and to make a stand. Make a stand. Make a stand. There should be a million people marching on the Capitol tomorrow saying, no, we don't want this no more. We don't want to support Ukraine. Let Europe handle it. Let them deal with it. It's their problem anyway, isn't it? Why is it our problem? Let's worry about ourselves. Let's take that $33 billion and give it to people that they're hurting now. Do another $1,200 give out to people. That's what you should do. Yeah, that's what you should do. But that won't happen. Give to everybody else. Give to everybody else and destroy America from within. All right, I gotta go. I'm disgusted. 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 The people are so dumb and not awake. And they think nothing of it. They have no idea what $1 billion is. $1 billion, let alone $33 billion. 33, besides all the other billions we've given already. And all for corruption. All for corruption to put into the pockets of the politicians. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Oh. You're watching it right happen right behind, in front of your eyes, people. Right in front of your eyes, you're watching it happen. The destruction of America. All right, I'm out of here.